2 minutes. We got a half hour left, so we're marching on. What's the summary? Delilah what?
Is a spy trying to figure out how they can kill
okay,
Samson.
Okay, Delilah and the spies are trying to figure out how they can kill Samson. Okay? Good. Good. Some more, Zoe?
They're all
over
again. Those little scenes, this desire to drive a woman or to capture Samson.
Okay, good. Anybody else? We're kind of on track, right? Right? What's the theme? You see any difference there? What's the theme? Excuse me? Well, if he's trying or not, he is. Okay, playing fire.
Samson's causing trouble.
Okay. I just said the Philistines use Delilah to try to find his great strength. This is very important to them. That's, you know, what's going on here. You get into that. Okay, do we have any questions from these verses? Is there anything you don't know? Does this kind of all make common sense? Or anything you don't know? Yeah? Excuse me? Well, somebody claims to be your friend, and then they take money to hurt you. That's what she's doing. Yeah, so she is a bad gal. I don't know. I don't get that idea from Delilah. Yeah. Right. I forget, were there five or seven? How many lords of the Philistines were there? There were seven. Right, so there's seven. So, I don't know. He got 140 pounds. That's 140 pounds of silver, which in today's currency is about $36,000. Silver's low right now. Okay. So just depending on where silver was at, you know. So here's a woman who's making $35,000, $50,000, $60,000. Not bad for a few days' work. Okay. What's the teaching here? Is there any teaching here you see? Application? Yeah, Rodney.
Don't be informing others about what your weaknesses are.
Yeah. There's a time to keep your mouth shut, isn't there? Yeah. Especially with the woman of the night. Okay, come on, guys. There's tons of application here. What's more application?
Be careful what kind of person you give your life.
Yeah. Yeah, don't be unequally yoked. Do you think Paul ever went back and said it is good for a man to have his own wife? Do you think he was looking at this passage? Because Samson didn't. Never did have a wife. Yeah.
Yeah. And he tells her. And I mean, I don't know if he's playing with her, but then what does she do? What people do, she spends it like, you're at fault for lying. You liar.
Yeah. You liar. You deceived me. You don't love me.
Right. And it's like, well, but he didn't learn.
Yeah. I'm getting ahead of the ball a little bit, but we know this story, right? We know this story. Okay? So we're getting ahead a little bit.
I think God desires us to seek our friendships or our relationships within His will. I mean, certainly He knows He's sinning, but I mean, He's not applying the truth that He knows.
How does Samson fit the man from Psalm 1? Walk, stand, sit. Seriously. I mean, seriously, think about this guy. I hadn't thought about it until this afternoon. You guys ever seen the T-shirt with Jesus sitting down with all the superheroes of the world?
Yeah.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
This is how I saved the world. That's cool. Think about it, guys. This man's supernatural. I mean, how much does it take to pull out the city gates? Come on, guys. Can you even pick up a railroad tie? Here's another question. John MacArthur said this. I just remember this from years ago. He said, Samson must have been massively huge. I am not so convinced he was. Yeah, he might have been just a normal man, because it's like, why? I mean, if he'd been massively huge, it would make sense. But if you take somebody like any one of us, you know, we're just normal people, and for us to have that massive strength. So this is hugely supernatural. God is with this man, and what happens to him? Yeah, pride. I don't know if the issue is pride or not, but I tell you what, his issue is women. Yeah, he was. Huh? Oh, he's dumb. Man, how many guys, how many pastors, how many men have been taken down by this kind of situation? Come on, we hear about it all the time. Oh, it's huge. Yeah, go ahead.
Five words.
$11,000, right.
Going back over to Samuel, it's five words.
Okay. So I don't think that changes my final number, though. There's five lords, yeah.
And it says, we will give you 1,100 pieces of silver, so that means that they're each giving 2,200.
Okay. Alrighty. You know, I heard years ago, we're getting a little more application on this, guys. I heard years ago, a man doesn't fall into sin, right? You ever heard that? Doesn't fall into sin. What's he do?
He dies.
He just slowly kind of slides in. Yeah, we start off with porn. You know, we start off with stuff, you know, things like that. And then all of a sudden, it's just that final step, and it's just not that big a deal. Yeah. We could talk more about that if it were a married group. So I'm going to stay away from it. Right, here's a question. Here's a question. Your average child who goes to school, which is what I have in my church, how do you help them? How do you help them to never fall into this? How do you help a child to grow up who is surrounded by the world? Okay, you pray for them? I'd make a big deal out of things like this. I'd make a big deal. When we were in San Lucas in Spain, you know, I'd be on my motorcycle, and, you know, Proverbs says, wherever you go, you know, and there was a male prostitute dressed as a woman. He was a good-looking woman, okay? And I talked to him one time about the Lord. I'd stop him and share the gospel with this guy, you know, but you'd point that out. I just pointed out to my kids. Guys, where's this going to take you? Where are things? You know, he's talking, it's just because the world is constantly bombarding, you know, and I think this is just one of our things that we need to do, you know, talking about. Okay. So, okay, you know what? Let's just go ahead and let's keep going. So our next section is going to be 10 to 12. It's very simple. Okay? What's going on 10 to 12? Three verses. I'm going to give you a minute. I want you to tell me if there's a principle here.
He was still conscious enough to guard his secret.
So, yeah. Okay, what's the principle? You hit it, Gerald. I mean, you said it there earlier. I mean, here he is. You know, you lied to me. You deceived me. Yeah, Rodney.
Well, he's just playing with her. I think he knows what's going on, and he's just playing with her.
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
I think he's all that dumb. I mean, if he was really a dummy, he wouldn't come up
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know.
I just don't see anything, any redeeming quality in this story, except for he killed the enemies of Israel. That's the only redeeming quality.
What are the positive traits of Samson, which is incredible in the hall of faith? Yeah. What are the redeeming qualities of Samson? What did he do? What did he do? He killed 5,000 or 6,000 of his enemies. Yeah. Did he work as a team? Did he lead his nation to godliness? Did he shepherd anybody? Did he raise godly children? You know what? You know what, guys. Seriously, on the other hand, it really is a good example to us where the grace of God goes. It really is.
I think that Zoe hit the nail on the head, saying God, even if people are not following God, He still uses them for His purpose.
Yep, yep. Here's a principle I found in here: sin makes you dumb. Yeah, you do dumb things. Yeah, Karen.
Sin never plays by the rules.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, we think we can play with it. We can get away with it. And here's the other thing is that these sins over here we can't. Maybe these sins we can. It's playing with us. Yeah, I suppose in a sense that's what's happening. The sin is playing with Samson.
It's bass. It's like a bass. I don't know if
you're... Basque?
Oh,
fish,
the bass.
Why didn't you say so?
Yeah, yeah. Anyways, name it Doc 7 for you. Anyways, it's like a bass. I mean, when a pike hits, it hits, and you got it. But a bass plays with it. It just mouths it and plays with it. And you got to keep reeling this thing in. And what you want to do is you got to feel it at that moment, and you just got to jerk it, you know, and jerk the fool out of it. Anyways, so that's sin. You know, sometimes we just jump right at it and like a pike and we're nailed. But a lot of times we just like to what? We just like to play with it. We like to mouth it. We like to do it. And all of a sudden, bam!
Yeah.
And we get jerked. And we become the jerk.
Have you ever thought about becoming a preacher? You'd be good.
Just come to Canada.
13 and 14, you got a minute. Give me a principle, 13 and 14. Okay. Principle.
Sin is very persistent. Keep coming back at you
with the good. Yeah. Yeah. You stay there, it's going to get you.
Do you want to repeat what she said?
Sure. She said sin is very persistent. It just keeps after you. That's why we heard about lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, pride of life. Which one is getting Samson? Huh? Okay, pride. Pride. You can play around with it. And obviously lust of the flesh. Lust of the eyes. I don't know. Lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes becomes very close.
I wonder what he was thinking because God still hadn't disciplined him yet. So
incredible.
Here he is sinning and he knows it. And he's not being disciplined. So, but sin will always take you farther than you meant to go and keep you there longer than you meant to stay.
Yeah.
And that's the trap. The luring until the trap snaps.
When I look at myself, if I were ever to be involved in an immoral relationship or if I were ever to be involved in porn, I just don't think I could continue on. I don't think I could maintain the lie. My conscience is just a killer and I'm very, it's very strong. But how many men are in that right now? How many men are in ministry or women in ministry and in some kind of a sin and just going on and maybe even God's blessing their ministry? I have a friend, good 5 years older, and about 5 years ago, he's an associate pastor. About 5 years ago, they found he'd been doing porn all of his life. Don't get it. You own this. Go and you can do it.
But for me, I want to go backwards.
Yeah.
And talk about his parents.
Okay. Yeah, that's a good question.
Because the reality is, let's piggyback with what the other said, that it's like he's playing and he's not getting punished. And it's almost, there's a lot of kids who, they just want to know the boundary.
Yeah.
And he never had boundaries. His parents never gave him a boundary. He whined about, he wanted the girl down in Timnath or whatever. And they said, no, can't you find a Jewish girl, And he said, but that's who I want. So they got her, And so they always gave him, they spoiled him. And I think he's still just a big spoiled brat who's looking to find boundaries. And he can't find boundaries. And God's not spanking him every time either. And so until all of a sudden it's too late.
There's some things I don't understand about God. There are some people, they dabble in a little bit of sin and God slaps them silly. Okay, and they go straight. And other people, he allows them to go. To my knowledge, he allowed it to go.
I'm thinking, wondering if he's just purposely antagonizing her.
It says four out of,
I did that once.
She doesn't love her.
It was funny.
Yeah, playing. There's a good principle there. You don't sport with a woman, they'll get you. okay, let's keep going. Somebody going to say something? Okay. 15 to 17, right? We haven't done that one, right? Okay. So it's kind of giving me a theme. What are some principles? We're looking for some principles. Mm-hmm. 15 to 17. Okay, 15 to 17. What do you see in there? Yeah, in fact, what's the N word?
Nag.
All right, what's that tell you about the power of nagging? No, Zoe, think about it. No, think about it. Think about it. The power of nagging. If you allow your children to go on nagging you, right? Or if you go on nagging your husband, or he nags you, you can manipulate, you can get your way. Here's this incredibly strong, supernatural man, but he's worn down by this nagging, you know, just can't. Okay, good. Somebody else. Yeah, I don't know if, okay, I'll just leave it there, okay. Yeah. I just wrote down how fickle, I don't know if she's a prostitute, that's what I don't know, but just how fickle. I mean, here she is with this guy and then she's bought out, you know, bought twice, in a sense, just so fickle, Okay, anybody else? Is this hard? This isn't hard, is it? I just wonder how many pastors, you know, sometimes you wonder what they teach. I mean, some pastors preach on how to make bread or, you know, you hear these stories. I mean, I know many pastors in Puerto Rico. I mean, I knew a pastor, a larger church. He preached for an hour and a half, never once quoted the Bible. And it was all about why war is wrong. In all situations, war is always wrong. Okay?
What's wrong?
War. Going to war. If, yeah. And I'm just thinking, you know, just get in the Word. This isn't hard. Okay, let's go on. We got 10 minutes. 1822. That enough time? That's only a minute. Is that enough time? You guys need more time? Okay. Observations, teachings, principles, questions. Swallow it.
He had kind of been halfway in sin for so long, he didn't even realize when God finally departed from him.
Yeah. You know, just thinking about that, the fear of the Lord keeps us from many evils. And, I mean, think about the kinds of friendships that you escape because you follow God. And here's a friendship he should have escaped because he's walking in the world, but because he didn't fear God, he got messed up with this. It cost him dearly, you know. Somebody else. Yeah, you kind of wonder about that. Yeah. No, seriously. Yeah. Yeah.
Well,
Yeah, I kind of wonder the same thing, though, if there was a supernatural sleep there.
Yeah. I mean, you know, how can you... You can be sound asleep.
Well...
They have to shave you, and you figure how long his hair was.
Yeah, yeah.
How could he have not known?
I don't know.
Especially back then.
I have to be careful, because when she shaves my head, I go to sleep. So... But I'm not laying on her lap, you know.
That always struck me. That sleeping when she called the men, you know, the men, more than one come into the room. I mean,
yep.
You know.
Okay. Anybody else?
Don't you think it's like almost like a little like zoom in on an Israelite? And it was just a picture of the Lord allowing the Israelites to just convince him, and then he's done. And they don't, that he warns them ahead of time. Samson didn't seem to necessarily get any warning. But then when God is done, the consequences are devastating.
Yeah. And he, and Samson is a picture of Israel. What happened to Samson is what happened to Israel. Just an exact picture. Now, I don't have an application for this because I need alone time, to be honest with you, to think and such and work. But one of the things that I was thinking about, God had made a contract with Samson, you know, about the Nazarene and, you know, the hair and all that kind of. He broke the other stuff, you know, about the Nazarene vow. Because he had honey from a lion, he killed the lion, had honey from a lion, and, you know, and I don't know about wine, I don't know about that. But obviously, Samson tied all of this to his hair. It's interesting that God fulfilled his end of the contract, even though Samson was absolutely just a wretched example. But as soon as he blew that, it wasn't even him, it wasn't even his fault. You know, I mean, he didn't cut his hair, you know, but as soon as he crossed that line, God said, that's it, you crossed that line. You know, so like I said, it's just an observation. I have to think about it a little bit more to say how that applies or something like that. But just interesting. Okay. Yep. 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 Where do they take him to? Take him right back down to Gaza. Yep. Right down to Gaza. Okay. We got a few more. 23 to 27. We got 5 minutes. 23 to 27. What are your thoughts? Jimmy, I see you looking intently at me. Are you looking to say something? Grinding grain was the work of a woman or of a donkey? Yeah. Yeah. Yep.
So if he was way prepared for that, this time he spent in this terrible state, probably would.
I don't know how much long. I don't know how long his hair grew to be. I have no clue how long he is in prison. I don't know. I don't know. You know, maybe. Okay. I don't know. Compare this. compare David with the Ark of the Covenant to their worship. Or compare the worship of our God to their worship. I mean, they're holding a feast and they're all getting drunk. I mean, this is just a big party. That's ungodly worship. That's their worship. That's their style of worship. Our worship is just totally different. It's totally different. Okay, we got 1 minute. 28 to 31, let's just read it. I'll read it. Then Samson called to the Lord and said, "O Lord God, please remember me and please strengthen me just this time, O God, that I may at once be avenged of the Philistines for my two eyes." Samson grasped the two middle pillars on which the house rested and braced himself against them, the one with his right hand and the other with his left. And Samson said, "Let me die with the Philistines." He didn't want to keep living. A blind person was very berated in Israel. And he bent with all his might so that the house fell on the Lord's and all the people were in it. So the dead whom he killed at his death are more than those who he killed in life. Then his brothers and all his father's household came down, took him, brought him up, and buried him between Zorah and Eshtol in the tomb of Manoah his father. Thus he had judged Israel 20 years. Okay? What do you see? Some very good principles here, by the way. What do you see? Tell me about God. God is? Yeah. Very merciful. Very, very merciful. Yeah. Yeah, think 1 John 1:9. You know, it doesn't matter what your past, doesn't matter what you do, what do you do, just go to God. Just confess your sin, just agree with God. You know, just agree with God. Okay. Excuse me? Yeah. 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 Let me tell you guys something. Let me just throw this out to you. I would challenge you. Try it for a week. I would challenge you just to take this sheet. Pastor Bob has copies, PDF. You can email it, whatever. I would challenge you. Just take a chapter of the Bible. I do it in paragraphs. I do all those questions in a paragraph. You know, then I keep going on, depending on which book I'm in. But I just work with paragraphs. And I say to you tonight, if you take this home and you just use these steps, you're just thinking through the Word of God, asking these questions, okay? I would say that it will revitalize your time with God. It's just very powerful. It's just very, very helpful. Okay?